And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to the podcast. Happy Daylight Savings Time to all who celebrate, excluding Arizona and Hawaii.
Yeah.
I feel a little tired today, Angel, because I usually have sleepy boy, or walkie boy, but now I'm working boy. I'm tired of Daylight Savings Time. Enough.
I like this the time more than I like the other time.
But what happened?
I don't like this one. Take my sleep. I need it.
I thought we abolished this.
No. We was talking about it, and then we said, nah. No. Arizona said, we ain't doing it. It's dumb.
It sent 10 toes down.
No, this is the thing. It only sucks when you switch over, but once we get in here, I like it because when we get to the summertime, it's the sun out at 8 o'clock.
Summertime in that cutlass.
The sun was out late past its bedtime last night.
Yeah, sun was like.
I love it. I mean, like, me and you are friends. I love it. I do.
Welcome to the podcast episode. Got a lot to cover. We are shooting this Monday.
Yeah.
Because I'm shooting some stuff on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Top secret?
No. It'll be out on Tuesday. I just don't want to say.
I don't want to say.
Bonus is going to be on Thursday, people from Patreon.
It is. Did we say that?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
Everything keeps moving.
Morning?
I don't know.
Thursday morning. Because you're leaving.
I'm leaving Thursday night.
Yeah, let's do Thursday morning. Might need to do early.
In person?
In person.
Okay. You said might do what?
Might need to do a little bit early.
What's a little early?
Like this time.
Okay.
Like this time. Because I'm supposed to go to Essence Black Woman in Hollywood as a black man.
Oh, yeah. That's
nice. I stand in the back. I don't sit down. I don't eat no salad.
It should right. Give you a plate, man. A little order.
Nah, man. Nah. All right. Timothy Chalamet. Is it Chalamet or Chalamet?
It's Chalamet.
Chalamet?
That's Kylie's man.
He's a little
frown. When I told you, I know I'm getting older, Angel, because I said, I thought that man been with Zendaya this whole time.
Stop it. That's a different Wahite.
That's a Taurus Thomas.
She with that dude? Yeah, she with him.
I looked at Timothy Chalamet. He was it with Kylie Jenner. I said, what does Zendaya think about this? And Melissa was like, she don't think nothing. That's Tom Holland girl. I said, what? He ain't Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She said he's not Spider-Man. He's Ping Pong Man.
He slinged up in the wrong rep, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He's in the dunes with the thing
He's Lisan Al-Ghaib. Lisan Al-Ghaib was sitting there talking to, all right. Matthew McConaughey.
I got it.
All right.
You turned right into a white man. I saw the six pack abs
and he said this about, well, I'll just let you say it.
And I don't want to be working in bad.
Wait, Tim.
Myself to go on a talk show and go, hey, we got to keep movie theaters alive. You know, we got to keep this genre alive. And another part of me feels like if people want to see it like Barbie, like Oppenheimer, they're going to go see it and go out of their way to be loud and proud about it. And I don't want to be working in ballet or opera or, you know, things where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore. All respect to the ballet and opera people out there. I just lost 14 cents in viewership. But, damn, I just took shots for no reason.
That's not a shot. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So.
Myself. The only thing worse than bombing is doubling down on the bomb and singing a fake opera. He said, how can I make it even worse?
I don't understand. He said no disrespect, though.
You got to say with all due respect up front. That was his big mistake. We learned that in Talladega Nights when Ricky Bobby said, I said with all due respect. You can't just say that and say disrespectful things.
Yeah,
you can't say no disrespect after disrespect. You got to go pre.
Because we felt the disrespect and you just trying to clean it up.
Okay, Angel, as somebody who's worked in the arts for many years, never hold a traditional job, you tempt.
Tempt.
How do you feel about what Timothy the Chalamet, who is not Spider-Man, said about the opera and the ballet?
I get what he's saying. Because we are constantly trying to keep the arts alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is something beautiful about it. And I also get how he doesn't want to be in those genres. I mean, it's rude as hell to say it out loud, but it is the truth. Like, the opera is not like, oh my God, everybody wants to see it. I went to an opera, what was it, last year, and was dead asleep.
That ain't the opera's fault.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. No, nope,
too late.
No disrespect.
No, she has to say it.
I covered Angel because you can say it after somebody else says it.
No, yeah. She didn't say it. They coming at you now because they've been TikToking on him.
They were talented. I went to support the opera.
Yeah.
They were talented. I fell asleep, not because of them.
You tired. You 44.
And also, the way my brain is now wired, somebody got to do a backhand spring. There's got to be some pyro. Mm. Where my body goes, oh, you're sitting down?
And it's cold and it's comfy chair?
Yeah.
Because those chairs are comfy. They're not cheap. The least they can do is put a little spring to them.
It was so good. And then the one woman that was there who kind of knew me, she lied and was like, you know, in this opera, it turns out the lady, she's transgender. And, we find out at the end, she was so wrong. Nobody was.
Well, your people don't know. They got transgender wrong. Your sister thought the lady died from breast cancer. She's well alive.
Well alive. Healthy.
Healthy. Not didn't even have a common cold. And your sister done put breast cancer on the lady.
She got the cure to cancer in her own blood, and Melissa done gave her the cancer.
Do you know how good God's been to you? I laughed about that all the way home. I
literally said it to her.
Do you know how good God's been to you?
Girl, you were dead.
He healed you.
Sleeping in your grave. Real good, tucked in.
Or Lazarus.
And God said, let me get you out.
Listen.
But the opera, yes, I get it. The opera, the ballet, a lot of the arts. It's not just that. A lot of the traditional live theater, it is hard to get patrons. This is why I be wanting, this Marcus still ain't done it. My Christmas gift is supposed to have been a subscription to the Pantages.
Oh. Ooh, yes,
that's what I cool want. Gift.
That's a great gift.
That's what
Marcus,
I want.
Marcus, if you're listening, I think it would be a really cool gift for Angel if you get her subscription to the Pantages.
I mean, because he ain't done it twice, now I want it to the Mark Taper as well. I want both.
What's Mark Taper?
It's a theater. Oh. Here. It's the one on UCLA's campus.
Got it.
They've done a lot of nice black plays there here recently. Anyway. So as a patron of the arts, I know you got to work your butt off to keep these institutions open. Yes. So I get him as an actor who makes a lot of money, not wanting to have to be tied to a ship.
To philanthropic arts.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. When I you know, we all kind of grew up the same, meaning me, you and Joshy. We didn't grow up upper middle class, even middle class. We was kind of below the poverty line. I don't know about you, Josh, but I feel like that. Y'all wasn't balling out.
I had a foot in lower middle.
Lower middle. Okay, I was below the poverty line. Angel.
Oh, many times.
Poverty line was like, one day I'm going to get to you, poverty line.
Many times. I was like, look at us.
The opera and the ballet, first of all, the movie theaters when movies came out was like, boy, I wish I could go see those sometimes.
Gotta wait until I make it to the dollar movie.
We grew up. I don't have no memories.
You're
of
right. It's the Geffen. Sorry. The Mark Taper is another theater. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have many memories of going to movies when they first came out. And that low-key was not a problem because there was no way to spoil it for me. So Lion King, yeah, I seen them commercials. I mean, not commercials, but them trailer at the dollar movie. I'm going to see that when it comes to the dollar movie. So getting to see a movie in real time was a lot. The opera and the ballet seemed like a thing that was not even... That was like Viennetta for people who had Viennetta ice cream. Mm-hmm. I remember when we moved to Washington... That was the first time I remember seeing commercials for like the Nutcracker in El Paso. I remember El Paso Symphony, but I don't think we had opera ballet in El Paso. And then on military bases, we for sure didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So the first time I remember seeing it was when I moved to Tacoma. It was like the Nutcracker was a thing that they played commercials every year. And that was the ballet. And I remember being like, man, that seems crazy. When you see from TV, people have like tuxedos and stuff. So that just seemed out of my realm. My question to you, Angel, has opera and ballet ever been, I know it used to be popular, more popular.
Yes.
But it was always kind of a like upper middle class, wealthy people's sort of art. It wasn't ever like the common person could go to the opera and ballet or went that often. Do you think, or am I wrong?
I feel like it was something that everybody, even if all classes weren't going, it was something that everybody aspired to go to. Mm. Now it does not have that feeling. It's not, you have the funds to go to the opera and the ballet, but that is not where you are choosing to spend your time for entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the bigger difference. It's not so much about the cost and it not being attainable. It's no longer something that the masses, as far as in general.
Yeah.
Everybody would like to go
like
to
Broadway.
Opera.
Like,
yes.
Broadway is not. Broadway is a. Low key, Broadway is a niche art as well. Live theater is not common.
Correct.
You know, and Broadway's cost is
marginal.
No, no. I mean, it's like a prohibitive.
Yes.
The cost for Broadway plays, the average family can't take a family forward to a Broadway play.
Well, unless they do the same day tickets, you can get those for cheap.
Those, yeah, and then the student stuff.
Like the walk-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like this line that you can stand in and get like tickets for like $25, $50, and they're good. They
work. Is the opera and ballet more expensive than Broadway? I've never went.
No, it's
similarly priced?
Yeah. This is the reason why I take my kids to see live theater, because I know that if it's not something that they enjoy now,
mm-hmm.
when they get older, they're not going to want to go.
Yeah.
And as someone whose major, my second master's, my third degree.
You're just a black woman through and through.
Jesus, come on.
You got so many masters, you don't even know how many you got.
My second master's, my third degree, this is what it was around. It was around getting money into the arts. It was around because a lot of these companies are, I don't want to say they're not for profit, but they kind of aren't. Like they are, a lot of the work has to do with donors giving money.
Yeah.
Like having donors that are donating art, that are donating their actual, like putting together endowments.
Yes.
Foundations just for the art or the art institute to be able to draw upon it. The word might not be dying, like to say the ballet and opera are dying, but the demand for it is not hitting the younger generation the way I would say it did in the past.
Here's my thing. I don't think the opera or I'm not a common attender.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's lost much than it did when I was a kid.
What do you mean?
I don't feel like there's less. I feel like opera and ballet in my lifetime has always been where it is. I don't know of the data, obviously. Obviously, the data might say there's more theaters closing. Actually, because of this, TikToks about the ballet and stuff were coming out, and articles about how donations are dying were coming out. One thing that there was a Subway Takes. Have you seen Subway Takes? The little thing on, it's on the Instagram.
Mm-mm. I don't know what it is.
Somebody made a good point that this is the worst batch of rich people, because back in the day, people like Carnegie, they were filthy rich and evil. But at least back then, when you were filthy rich and evil, you had to donate to the arts.
That's what, yes.
Carnegie Hall and Rockefeller, Spelman. I think Rockefeller's wife started Spelman. You had to donate to the arts or education. Mm-hmm. Elon, the amount of money he has, mm-hmm. you're supposed to be like, okay, here's $100 million for Broadway. Here's $100 million for the ballet. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pay it back, but it's like a race to a trillion versus delivering stuff to the community. It's like one of the things you've talked about ever since I've known you is like once you get on, the first thing you're gonna do is create Angel School for the Arts for the little poor black kids. And I think that's part of it. Is like the film industry, low key, man. Over the last maybe 10, 15 years, there's been a less and a less of diversity of film.
Yeah.
Since when we were kids, there was all kinds of movies.
Yeah.
There was Little Giants and little indie films and Napoleon Dynamite, even mm-hmm. when we were in college. Now it's like big IP, big IP, big swing, big swing. There's like Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
There was movies like Shallow Hal all the time. You could take a chance. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck explained one of the reasons they don't take those chances is because prior to streaming, you could make some of your money in the box office and then you could have a second window in the VHS DVD market. Yeah. And a lot of movies found their cult classic second win in that second market. Now it's like you got to make it all. Like, did you see Maggie Gyllenhaal and Christian Bell? The Bride movie had a $90 million budget and it hit $7.3 million in the box office this week.
They so far. There's a lot that when you do the math, they so far away.
And the thing is, $93 million.
It was $90 million budget, and they made $7 million the first weekend. You know, almost every movie, whatever your biggest week is, almost always your first week. So the chance of them reaching profitability, so they probably made profit 3.5. Usually about half, you say, as profit. But it was a little weird movie. But Maggie Gyllenhaal famous and Christian Bale famous too. I didn't know they had a movie came out until I saw the article.
They did The Dark Knight, right?
They did. But that's the thing. Dark Knight is Batman IP.
That's what I'm saying.
Christopher Nolan. They said, you Batman and Batman girlfriend.
Respectfully.
But you ain't.
You can't possibly think you doing Dark Knight numbers together again off The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's the type of audacity these
got 90 million.
These white folk be thinking that white folk, but this is.
I seen Maggie Gyllenhaal on Air One like 2 weeks ago. By the way,
she say I'll be talking about you back.
I just be quiet.
Yeah,
she was buying coffee. I was like,
Nah. She wish she would have turned around and been like,
sorry.
If she turned around and been like, so bread, a loaf of bread.
Melissa was like, you better back up in line. I said, I'm being quiet. I'm exactly. Already being quiet. She walked in there solo dolo.
I can believe it.
Don't I was even not getting a Haley Bieber smoothie.
At the end of the day, all the arts are suffering. It's not just that. This is why I know when people are like, no.
It's a recession indicator.
Opera, ballet, there's nothing. They're all doing the same. No, all of the arts, every movies, music, podcast.
We talk about podcasting revenue all the time. All
the arts are suffering.
Because niggas ain't got it.
They're suffering. And ballet and opera are more accessible now than what they've ever been. I know people are saying it's accessibility. No, it's actually very accessible now. Like, it's easy to be exposed to it now because of social media. You don't even actually have to go. You can just be like, let me see what this opera is about and actually watch. Like, the fact that they put Hamilton, which is not an opera, but if we're talking about live theater, on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Broadway and yet and still, when people get their money to go somewhere, they're not thinking, let me see Phantom of the Opera.
No,
when
gas is $8.
Yeah, it's not.
Gas $8 some places in L.A.
Yeah, and then
that one gas station.
Those are the places that are already high, though.
That one gas station that's always $2 higher. Melissa sent me an article, a TikTok that somebody went there. $8 is insane.
Yeah, that's stupid, and I will walk. But I get what he's saying. I can also see why the people who are still the professionals in those careers would take offense because they do have jobs. But I've been in the theaters. I've gone to see the shows. This is why Broadway, which I don't enjoy as much, is taking old IP. Or, like, I don't like to go see Broadway musicals about a pop pop star's music put to a storyline.
What about MJ?
I saw it because I knew my kids wanted to see it. And obviously, Michael Jackson lived a great life. But that's not the type of musical I like to see. I don't want to see the Alicia Keys one. I don't want to hear popular music. Well, I wasn't going to see
Hell's
no
Kitchen?
Way.
Hell's Kitchen closed 2 weeks ago. I was just talking to Mark J.P. Hood about this. He knows a lot about Broadway, by the way.
I absolutely hate.
Love.
I'm like, give me.
Love. I was all in on MJ's.
But they have to do that in order to get butts.
It's the same thing in movies.
They're like, we got to do something. Nobody wants to see original concepts.
I saw Amber Ruffin's Broadway show called Bigfoot. When I tell you, I had the time of my life. Me and Melissa went with no expectation. We just like Amber Ruffin, and Robin Thede is a producer of it. So I was in town for press. We went and saw it. Angel, you would have enjoyed it.
What was it again?
It's called Bigfoot. It's just completely original.
See, yes.
Tina Turner have one too?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that. I would see all the ones Angel don't want to see. Temptations, Tina Turner, Hell's Kitchen. I'd be like, show me a nigga that I already know.
You should watch the Harry Potter one.
I want to see it. And they got a Game of Thrones one coming out. Oh, the Cursed Child. That's a good name.
Do you see the arts, the theater, live theater?
You go see McKelty McKelson.
I want to see. Think about, put it like this. Think about Wicked. Wicked on, that was like revolutionary.
That's old IP.
But it was.
Oh, it's not a pop star though.
Yes. It was a book. Yeah, they took the book.
Did you see Beyonce Broadway show?
I wouldn't want to. I would get pissed off. I would see it, but I wouldn't want to.
Oh, you really mean that?
I am so, I hate
Beyonce it. From Star Search.
It takes me out of the world. I am now, when the song came out in my head, thinking about that, not about whatever storyline you done served me on this.
Really?
Stage. It pisses me off.
You really mean it then?
I went to see, what's that show? Creole Lady Marmalade?
Oh, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's when I realized. I said, don't ever put, don't.
Whose life is that about?
It's just all a bunch of different pop songs. Moulin Rouge is just different pop songs.
Really?
Yes. It's pop songs you've heard before. It's not by one person. It's just all different pop songs.
I did not know that.
Every time I was thought. Because I'm like, I'm now no longer in the world with you.
Yeah,
thinking of the song that's on the radio.
But why couldn't you be in the world for The Cursed Child on Broadway? Because it's a different movie. You ain't seen Harry Potter. You ain't seen that movie. It's a different movie. I mean, it's a different story.
It's not nothing to do with the movies.
No, it's like a side story.
Oh, okay, yeah, I would see that.
Okay. Oh, but that's not a pop star anyway. You specifically don't want to see pop stars Broadway shows.
I like to see something I haven't seen.
Got it. So you wouldn't want to see a Harry Potter movie you've seen, but if it was a side story, you could watch
it. If you read the book, one of the Harry Potter books, would you want to see the movie?
Well, first of all, is she reading? Let's start there.
I thought she's a reader.
I do like to read, but it's only on vacation, and that only happens once a year. There was a musical called Aida. So freaking good.
What was that about?
It was about this. It was about these Egyptian or like people who were like kings and queens, and then he fell in love with this chick named Aida. I saw it so long ago, I barely.
Aida.
It was so much spectacle and all this other crap. It was so goddamn good. I just like the fact that in theater, I feel like you can, just same with movies, you can create whatever world. So when we're just creating the same goddamn world that we already have.
Because you know what it is, Angel? People who are in charge of deciding movies ain't artists no more. They're hedge fund managers, and they don't care if the movie's fun, good, original. They just care if it makes money. And that's why you got to leave it to the creators like me, Angel, Tony, Joshy, the smaller creators who still doing it for the love.
A lot of love.
A lot of love.
So much love. Not $93 million worth of love.
Boy, 90. Oh. You don't add the $3 million
well,
three
they,
times.
Well, I'm sure they threw
he
it.
He is like, you might as well. He's like, because he subtracted the seven.
He saw put that it all there. Three, he don't think that three and a boom. Half. He done added that, but you really have.
But if you're not good with money, you're going to love Rocket Money. Okay, so you over here with all these goddamn subscriptions that you done forgot about, and they up in your bank account just taking money every month, and you don't realize until 3-4 months down the line. Well, that doesn't have to be a problem that you ever have to worry about with Rocket Money. Okay, Rocket Money is the financial, like, best friend that you've always needed. The one that gonna have your back, okay? Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Okay, bestie? That's what I'm talking about. Listen, the way they are able to track your subscriptions and you're able to cancel most of your subscriptions within the app with a few taps, saving you time and avoiding charges. Because a lot of times that's what happens. You forget. You're like, okay, I need to cancel that. And then you forget to go to whatever that subscription is and cancel it. But because it's right there in Rocket Money, you're able to pop, pop, and it's done. Also, they automatically categorize your transactions across accounts, right? So they're able to make custom categories as well and reveal spending patterns. So you might not realize and you're spending way too much money at a certain coffee shop, right? But they're able to show you, hey, you might not have noticed this, but you're spending this too much on this, or you're spending too much on this, or you're right there on your target for this. It can help you set budgets, goals, and it can personalize insights and give you regular reports and receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. Because that's the thing that used to really get me, is me not realizing I had a low balance and then getting shocked the next time I check my bank account. You ain't got to worry about that with Rocket Money. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join RocketMoney.com/SK. That's RocketMoney.com/SK. RocketMoney.com/SK.
SK.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Yeah. All right, moving on. Rihanna's house got shot up.
Oh!
I'm sorry. Her house got shot at, technically, The lady shot the gate outside of her house.
Oh, goodness, Kevin. That's the way
the article said.
Them jackasses. They wrote it like that.
And then they showed the picture, and it was like she had a big gate. I don't think the bullets got to the house.
But did the article say Rihanna's house got shot up? Got shot up.
Got shot up.
Dang, man.
Shot at, technically. Shot up is the black version.
What'd you say? What'd he say?
Said that one put, she didn't have love on the brain.
No, I said the shooter needed some love on the brain.
Oh, yes. I just heard love on the brain.
Wait a minute. What did the article say?
The article say Rihanna's house got shot at.
Okay, that's different.
Shot up is black.
No, that's very, shot up.
Shot up to meet him.
That's what she did. She had an AR-15. Seriously, she pulled up in Beverly Hills and had an AR-15.
In the Beverly Hills? Where she from in the island?
No, they girl, here.
Wagwan?
Wagwan, Mayute.
I was like, oh, okay.
And she was home.
Why'd a girl do that?
People are crazy. That's why I got to build me a fortress with a moat. I'm going to have gators around it.
I
want a gator community within a gator community.
That gator's going to eat your leg by accident.
They do be having gated communities within gated communities. In the Oaks, there's a second gate.
Yeah, that's where some people live.
There's a second gate in the Oaks.
That's crazy. They said,
have you been through the second gate? I was like, I haven't. So would you like to tell me what I'm doing?
I've never been to the Oaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Oaks is not. That's right up the street from your old place. Yep. Literally down that street. Yep. Like the end of the block.
Oh, really?
Mm, yep. Yeah.
I ain't go over there. Ain't nobody invite me.
I'll be anytime the white people or Asian invite me to, I'll be like, let me look up the address. I'll be there. Sorry, baby. I can't go to your performance. I want to see this house. Yeah, you could do that. Gate in a gate.
Oh, they said she was arrested for attempted murder.
And she should be. What else did she think was going to happen?
I mean, it's an AR-15. They don't play around with those.
That's crazy, man. People is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Full blown. Ain't right in their heads.
Speaking of people being crazy and crazy stuff, Dwight Howard's current wife. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what, I got a little bit old, Angel. Her name is. What's her name, Patreon?
Miss Howard?
Well, yes.
Dina Howard, I'm a freaking
Amy. Amy? Okay, just saying her name's Amy.
Wait a minute, black woman named Amy.
Black woman named Amy. So let me tell you when I found out Dwight Howard's not married to Royce something.
He ain't been married to Royce ever.
He ain't married?
I thought that was just his baby mama. I didn't think they ever were married.
Well, when I tell you, I said, oh. When that lady was going viral, I didn't know she was married to Dwight Howard. Apparently, she basically said Dwight Howard is not well. He is on drugs. He used his son to lie to the police. Then she pulled out a bag of a white powdered substance, like a quarter, gallon, you know, the big sandwich bag.
Yeah.
Full of a white substance. People are alleging that it's cocaine. Allegedly, that was a lot.
Big hips. Capital H.
If that was cocaine, that if you got arrested with that amount, you would be in heaps of trouble.
Oh yes.
That's intended to distribute. You can't snort that much.
Well, a big old Duffy. A duffel bag of coke? That got to be some self-rising flour. That can't be.
I think she was just, you know, making the point. I hope it wasn't real drugs.
It gotta be. It gotta be fake. Who carried around? Don't nobody carry around that much coke. You know, in the movies, they carry it in a little bitty little thing. And they just
enough to fit in their coke nail.
I was just watching this show, Industry on HBO. They do a lot of drugs on there. They really be doing lines of coke in the bathroom. And this crazy thing is, people be doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like when I lived in Washington, nobody in my vicinity had access to cocaine. Weed was as high as it got. When I came to Los Angeles and I went to All Def, people did cocaine at work.
Yeah, I think people around you might have had drugs before. They just weren't.
Ain't nobody in Tacoma had no cocaine that knew me.
Maybe not coke, but they do other drugs up in Tacoma.
Listen, don't.
Not that knew me. I was super churchy then at that time.
Churchy people do jokes too.
No, they do the Lord.
People hide it very well, Kevin.
Nobody at my church did no shrooms, Joshy.
No, maybe not shrooms.
Not the shrooms. You think about the wrong ones, Kev.
What do you mean, like prescription drugs?
And there's other drugs outside of shrooms
cocaine. There's weed, shrooms, cocaine, MDMA, ecstasy. You think people at Greater Christ Temple was doing ecstasy under the leadership of Curtis Montgomery?
It was anybody old?
Yeah, it was old blacks.
Oh, you know, that's
old military ain't doing no drugs. Ain't no doing no psychedelic drugs.
The writing's on the wall, man.
Deacon Rutherford wasn't doing no drugs.
Okay. What I'm saying is that in places like Tacoma, people are better at hiding. Out here, there's no shame. People will be like, yeah, so I sucked some jack. And I was like, listen, dude.
They got that fit. They got that hair on.
It was just fun for the time. Like, I don't want to do it all the time. They say shit like that and don't be embarrassed. You can't do that in Tacoma. Like, there is a huge difference in shame.
You can't do that in Tacoma.
You can't.
I got to see you at the Puyallup Fair, man. You can't say stuff like that.
You can't.
You might not see this person again in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, and they don't care if you do. No, they don't care. They're not ashamed. So, drugs. I don't think that was drugs. It looked like
it was gold medal.
No, yeah. Look at that. That's not the drugs.
And Royce came out and said, "Not done told you. You called me crazy.
Told you so."
Everybody called that. She didn't have no empathy for that baby.
Yeah, eventually, sometimes you get to that point. If you keep trying to make me look stupid, and now you the stupid one. Put that clown hat on. Put on the jumpsuit, you idiot. Not saying that I'm saying that about this woman. I'm saying no, I get it.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
There's got to be a time limit for when you can. is better.
No, I think depending you can't, how long you're talking.
No, Josh, you can't realize it's disrespectful. And then Timothée Chalamet, he realized it was disrespectful. Then he tried to throw no disrespect. Angel wasn't even thinking no disrespect till you said this. She was like, "Dang, that probably was disrespectful." No disrespect.
Just a covering. It's like a blanket of no disrespect.
Yeah. Like, did it feel shady? Let me put a blanket on you because
it's a no disrespect mantle.
No mantle. Let me mantle you.
Speaking
of mantle you, did you watch Jesse Jackson Fune?
I didn't.
Apparently, Kim Burrell sang "Take Me to the King" and didn't know the words.
Was Joe Biden really cussing at that church?
Joe Biden alive?
Yes.
Stop it, Kevin.
Why you do that? We know Joe.
I didn't have a chance to see Jesse. Yeah, Barack was in there. Everybody was taking their turn getting their stuff off.
Kamala was there.
Oh, was she? I didn't see her.
I saw when she came in when they came into the church.
All right, let's do Kim Burrell. Oh, it ain't on there. Oh, Leandra? Oh, Kim Burrell, 8 minutes long. Let's take a look at a little bit of it, Angel. Come on, come watch it with me. Be my friend. People on the Patreon said this. I didn't get a chance to see it.
People on the Patreon said this. I didn't.
Oh, that's America, Chicago.
Take me to the king. Truth is, I'm tired. Options.
That is the song, Kim.
Options are few.
I'm trying to pray.
She got the lyrics on her phone.
Where are my background singers?
I'm all churched out.
It do have a lot of words. It has a lot of words.
She knows. She got them all on her phone.
What's left to do? Truth is, I'm weak.
She got a lot of stuff on her phone.
No strength. Yes.
Her case has everything on it.
No tears to cry.
Also, that's like an 11 still.
Even if I try.
You know, Auntie ain't got no
in there. I know that is one word per.
In the teleprompter.
Yes, exactly.
She got her stylus out scrolling up.
Take me to the king.
It doesn't even sound like a song.
Take me to the king. That part has a certain thing you gotta. Take me to the king. She had like it was a request. Hey, take me to the king.
Take me to the king.
Dang, everybody's recording that. Yeah. See, hold up the iPad. You can't hold up the iPad. Man. You can't hold up the iPad. The iPad's too big. It's too big. That's what he looked. Look at Al in there, Paul Bear.
Where's that cameraman? They are so Joshy, get out of there!
He's on the beat. Yes. All right, you got it. You know, remember in American Idol, they used to be like, you make the song your own?
Don't. Don't. Not that song. Not that. I couldn't even. I don't have much to bring. Hey. At a funeral, take me to the game. I don't have much to bring. I'm all burned out. Options are few. I don't even know where we are. We all know she can sing.
Take me to the king.
Vamanos. Let's go.
Everybody, let's go.
She literally, they could have just started playing a go-go beat under her and it would have happened.
Take me to the king. It's Kimberell. Can't you tell? You should have said that. Let's hear Tamala sing it just to kind of like remind us what it's
such
like.
An easy... Take me the king.
You got it. She said, I'm going to go the other way. Take me to the king. Not take me to the king.
Kim didn't get to stack it.
Hey, man, take me to the king.
Kim didn't get to stack the vocals.
You need to hear the boom.
Truth is, I'm tired. And options, are they few or many? I'm trying to break. Where are you? Is that Jesse is churched out into heaven? I heard that flesh on flesh. Yeah. Truth is, I'm not strong. I am weak. And I don't have tears to cry, even if I try. My soul. Yeah, where are you?
It's a lot of words. It's gonna be another verse.
Oh, yes, there. I don't know how any. Take me to the king. I don't have anything to bring with me. My heart, my liver, my lungs are torn up. Here's a gift, God. Lay me at your feet in the throne. You better, first of all. Oh, you better do, Lord. You better do, Lord, in sign language. King. You gotta. Oh, you discovered. Truth is, it's time. To stop playing these games. A word. For the people's pain. Yeah, pain. So Lord, speak right now. Like rain. You're doing too many movements. Less movements. Desperate. Chasing after you. Yeah. Yeah, this is good.
Great.
Yes. Run. And then. King. Oh, no, that looks like a demon is pulling you.
It's my offer.
Yes, yeah. Give it to him slowly.
Leave me
there! Leave me there! Yes! I wonder what she did at that part. And just sing to you this song.
Listen, song got 2.5 minutes left.
Listen,
oh, no, so we're almost here.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely didn't do it.
Take it up, Tam.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, you better sing. Nigga. Yeah. You better sing.
Save me to the king.
You got a booger that came out.
To the air.
Listen, what I will say is that Kim is over there looking great. Well, I can't. There we go. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't know if she was on the you new me, new year, new you, all them trains that we be doing when we start the new year. But I tell you what, if you're ready for a totally new way to start sustaining a sustainable journey to managing and tracking your weight, you will be blown away by what Weight Watchers has to offer, all right? So nobody wants to start that whole new year, new me, and then by February, you ain't done nothing. The old you is still looking at you like, girl, what you talking about? Well, listen here. You want to be able to have a program that helps you with your day-to-day life, right? That allows you to make the changes that you want to make and fits into the life that you have. All experts, all of the expert support you need to manage a GLP-1 supported Weight Watch health journey is what you'll be able to get. Members lose more weight when they combine Weight Watchers with medication versus taking medication alone. 72% of Weight Watcher clinic members given the GLP-1 companion program say that Weight Watchers clinic helped minimize weight loss medication side effects. Members prescribed a GLP-1 medication through Weight Watchers clinic lose 7.4 pounds on average within 4 weeks of starting their first treatment plan. With or without meds, you can get all the tools and support you need to manage your weight health journey. The totally new Weight Watchers mode makes the program even more livable than ever. Hit your goals whether you're trying to maintain, get ready for vacation, or want to supercharge your weight loss. Weight Watchers is committed to delivering the most comprehensive way to manage and track weight health. Weight Watchers works. They've supported over 63 million members on health and weight loss journeys. That's what I love about Weight Watchers is that it's always evolving to fit where we are as a society and where you specifically want to be in your journey. They're always going to have the tools to make it work for you. No gimmicks, no fads. This is your sign to join today. Head to weightwatchers.com/SK to get a special offer for our listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/SK for a special offer. Now, listen, I likes to eat, okay?
Me too, Angel. I'm hungry right now.
Food. And sometimes I don't be making the choices I want to make because it take me too long to cook. This is why I absolutely love Factors. Somewhere between the first warm weekend and realizing short season is getting close, eating well stops feeling optional. Factor is how I stop letting my busy schedule be my excuse. Fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. Ready in 2 minutes, no planning, no cooking. I love their meals. They have this one Tex-Mex chicken bowl that it was perfect right after a workout. And let me tell you, I was able to make a good decision on food because it was already ready. It was prepared. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go and get something I shouldn't have. Quality functional ingredients, including lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, and healthy fats. No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. Meals that fit your goals and schedule, healthier eating, calorie management, and more protein. 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious through winter. Options include high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready to eat salads. Plus, the new Muscle Pro collection supports strength and recovery. Perfect if you're getting back into a workout routine. I absolutely love Factor, and I think you will too. Give it a try. Hit to factormeals.com/SK50off.
SK50off.
And use code SK50off.
SK50off.
To get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor.
Angel, you are needed. Sports world is sports welding.
Whirling.
Yeah. The Dolphins release Tua Tagovailoa. That's what they said. That's what their press conference said.
How do you do the noise? Can you do it? I can't do it. I'm trying to make my voice vibrate. Yeah. I can't do
That's just SpongeBob.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, the Dolphins released Tua Tagovailoa. It's like 50 million or 90 million in dead cap money over 2 years, 50 million a year. His dead cap money is the same as that. More booger?
You didn't get the one.
Get that booger out of here!
I feel like I see it. It's over on the one.
Oh, yeah. It's in there good.
Yeah,
get him. It's into me deep. Mm-hmm. Scott?
Yes.
That booger said, take me to the king.
Take me to the screen. So Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Now that's a person.
That's a quarterback from the Dolphins.
Yeah, they got rid of him, huh?
They cut him.
They cut him.
What do you think this means for the league?
The whole league, not just the team.
And the team.
More so for the team. I think it means they got to get a new quarterback. That's really what it means. They got to get another one. And if they don't, it's not going to look good. It's not going to look good for them. So let's start there. Let's get a new one.
Man, DraftKings, Prize Picks, give us a sports show. Where else are you going to get analysis? Like, well, they clearly
got to get somebody to get, else.
And they don't have $90 million to give that man.
Oh, no.
They better give him some Dolphins.
What are we doing? Making a movie with Gyllenhaal, girl? Maggie? Is that what we're doing, Dolphins? We ain't got the money to do all that.
The Chiefs signed Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. He's going to play.
Is that real?
He's going to play football for them.
No.
In a position.
No.
He's going to do the corner.
No.
The running.
They better not.
He's going to be on a line.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be the kicking. The punt. He's going to be.
He's a running back. For the Seahawks.
He's running back for the Chiefs now, though.
He's Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, but he left because the Chiefs want to get in the Super Bowl. They said, we seen what you did. And you won. God. You were the MVP. So come on over here. Take the Chiefs to the next level.
Oh, I saw once the Seahawks said they weren't gonna franchise tender him. I was like, they're going to let him go.
That's why they need to take Tua Tagovailoa, put him as the running back. The Seahawks.
No.
Let's see what he can do. I bet you he can run.
No, he keep getting hit. His head's all.
Well, that's why.
He had all them concussions.
He need to run instead of being sacked.
No, he was running. That's why he thought he could run. They tackled him hard and his head said.
Oh, because his linemen weren't protecting him.
They weren't.
Because how was they getting through? See, that's why.
That's why. And then speaking of linemen, Angel, Max Crosby. You know what happened with him.
Listen. Max, Ben, Crosby, all the Crosbys.
That's Bill Cosby. Bing Crosby.
He's not Bing? Bing.
Yeah, because he sings my Christmas song.
Bing?
You talking about, I'm dreaming of a wife.
His name ain't Bing?
It's Bing.
How you spell it?
His name is Robert Bruce Crosby. Bing is a nickname, B-I-N-G. Like B-I-N-G-O, but just no O.
But
you said Ben Crosby.
He should be Bob if his name is Robert.
No.
Bob Crosby.
Robert Bruce became Bing?
Anyways. So Max
Crosby.
Crosby, got dog.
Defensive lineman.
Gone. Dead.
Traded. To the Ravens.
Ravens. Baltimore. Bow, 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 bow. Bow. So good for him.
Now what does that mean for Lamar Jackson?
Well, Lamar is going to be okay. That's what I feel.
Yeah, because all the pressure's on him now.
Yeah.
Like it's been every year.
As he coaches.
Quarterback. He coaches the team. Yeah, he's the coach
on the quarterback.
Field.
And of the, because he was on the team that they took the man from.
No, he was on the Ravens. No.
He's on the Ravens now,
He's been on the Ravens.
Home of the crab cakes.
Yeah.
Home of the crab cakes. So for him, they done brought a defensive lineman over to him to protect him.
Well, he plays on the other side.
He's a defensive lineman.
Yeah, he's on the Ravens defense.
They're going to have him play offense too.
they got playmakers at every level. They got Max Crosby, D-line. Roquan Smith, middle line, or linebacker. I don't know if he's middle or linebacker or
He's middle. Yeah.
And then Kyle Hamilton at safety. They, you know, you don't usually get three playmakers at every, you know, you might get a defense lineman, safety, you might get safety, middle linebacker, but you don't usually get at every level of defense. Because
the Ravens want to be in there too, like the Chiefs. They said, we want, it's our turn for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now. And you know, fried chicken, knee gone.
Knee been gone.
Fried chicken, knee gone. Oh, he probably not going to, he's not going to play this season.
Boneless.
Yeah.
Boneless, not traditional.
You talking about a biracial boy?
He's biracial.
Boy.
He's, and then Travis Kelce said he's coming back, but the Chiefs might not sign him.
But did he take the season off to be with his white woman? Where'd he go?
He played. He ain't have a great year.
Oh, you say he coming back for the next season?
They thought he was going to retire.
They make the playoffs.
Because how old is he?
He shook it off.
Yeah.
He like, the crazy thing is athletes don't really be old in life. Yeah. But in sports, they be. He's like 35 maybe.
Wow. Yeah, that's young.
He's 36. But you know, 36-year-old football player is like this bag of bones, dragging his knees across the field for one last ride. And 36 in the real world is like, man, you're just getting your life started.
But ain't there a nigga in there that's like 40 now?
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's 41, actually, I think.
Boom.
Yeah. I think he.
Get in there, Kevin. They trained everybody. You can slip in there. They ain't even going to know.
Let me tell you what.
They ain't even going to know where Max came from. Max was with the whom?
The Raiders.
You know, 42. Get in. They ain't going to recognize that you over there in the Raiders.
I wonder.
Get in there.
I wonder how. We did. Remember we did Real Comedians?
Yeah.
And Spice pushed to here?
Yeah, it was scary.
And Spice was far removed from his professional training days. Yeah. And he was joking. Mm-hmm. Playing.
Yeah.
Imagine Spice hitting you when he was getting paid millions of dollars to hit you, how hard that must have felt.
As long as I got padding everywhere.
Would you wear the extra?
Yeah. I wear the halo.
You wear the halo?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how you know about that? How you know the halo?
It's called a halo.
How you know that part, but you don't know? You said Max Crosby dead, but you know the second edition.
It's called halo. If he was called Angel Crosby, I would know who he was. When it relates to me, I know. I could, listen, get out there.
Just for I'm really cousins trying for the NFL.
Did you see the, should
do a combine episode.
I was about to say it. Ah! Did you see the combine? They were doing the backhand.
Them people.
They were doing the flips.
Angel, the boys, everybody is so, even the big boys.
They very athletic. They the jump lineman high.
Is, like, can you imagine this nigga's getting paid millions to chase you?
That's
and
so
he cool. running fast as hell.
It sounds exciting.
Oh, my. This was like laughing. The fastest combine of every position group was the fastest ever.
We should have been out there with them.
I think I'm going to have a tenderness in my hamstring. Did you see that dude went to Destination Smokehouse? Black dude went and it's wasn't nobody
the
in there?
Yeah, and then he showed a plate of the food. I saw a picture of the food. That's all I saw.
I saw they still had all the stanchions for when they used to have lines. Oh. And Unc is over here at Ron Isaac's house.
Whoa.
I love that black people came back together and was like, now you done got away from that white man. Get over here with us and get these pork chops for Ron Isley's birthday party.
Yeah.
Uncle was done with the grill. He don't even eat pork. He was like,
he said, I'm having a good time.
Get that white man away from us.
Listen, then we'll eat your food.
That white man handled this wrong. He should have been like, man, Unc, we're going to change the name to Tendinism.
Yes.
LLC, Unc's in the bit. But see, the thing is, when you want to take it all, you're left with nothing.
You're left with nothing. Why is my husband's car so loud?
Is that Marcus?
Yes. Sound like he's about to drive into here. Sorry, I got distracted.
You got the old school going today? Oh, we just turned it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait a minute. Combine. We need to do one.
I don't think I can run full speed anymore.
Marcus can't either.
I legitimately know funny stuff. I don't do those things no more. Because the last time I ran full speed, I was training with Melissa. Okay, there's a couple times. When I raced my sons and they both beat me, that was a hit to the heart. I should have never let them do that. But I thought I could beat them.
Now, if you're talking about full speed on the treadmill, that's not what we're going to do.
No. I'm saying just the last times. Uh-huh. I ran full speed to race the boys. Then on those treadmills where you run yourself, I ran full speed. That's when I pulled my hamstring.
Yeah, that's different.
And then Las Vegas, Joshy, when I used to do the run for the show last year.
Oh, yeah.
I re-pulled it.
That was a pull.
It wasn't on a treadmill.
No, but you can't do the treadmill on the combine. You got to run for real.
If you try to run full speed on the treadmill, we're going to die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we're fine. Your body's only going to let you run the speed it can run. Your full speed is not.
No, but once I get in there, I'm going to think I can be fast boy.
Don't worry. Your body will make you look like you're running through Jell-O. I want to do it. I can still run full speed. My full speed is just not my full speed that it was.
What do you think your 40 time would be? 442
is 40? 40 second? No,
Angel. My 40 speed is going.
Well, if you run like you was running in paradise.
That was me in paradise. I said, oh, bitch, we should have known you were going to die. I didn't even know I looked like that.
She fell down the stairs faster than she was running.
Down the stairs, Angel.
I did.
And as soon as you fell, I said, man, she going to die now. Ain't got no good medicine.
No.
Spoiler alert, are you caught up?
Yes.
The white girl dead, too.
You know what? And I don't like how she died. She saw Angel die. She said, I got a one-up Angel. And I didn't like that.
I was like, why'd we get a whole episode if she just going to die this soon?
She wrote her blood pressure down. I said, well, she ain't got no lorazepam.
No, okay, you better know.
Once she started writing that down in that notebook, mm-hmm. She said preeclampsia. Sterling was like, I'm going to go ahead and get these towels for you. And then she started. I said, well, you was just death partner. She might as well should have died with you.
I know.
We got pregnant.
And we're going to have this baby out here in this horrible ass world. Oh, my God.
Really they pull back and all the doggone graves is there. Why they do that much announcement for her to make it to episode 4?
I saw her die, I got pissed off. I said, well, girl, now I'm really dead.
Oh, you
because
dead.
You the only one that can carry on my memory. I'm really dead.
They forgot about Angel when she died.
Oh, they dug her in that grave. Them credits came on. They said, nigga's gone now. And the white lady was in real. We got another ad?
About four,
yeah,
man.
I'm about to do the next one, yeah.
I thought we finna be done.
Oh.
No, we won't be finna to be done in a second. But let me tell you, Rula is where you want to be. You watching all this paradise, everybody dying, it's probably hurting your soul a little bit. Rula's going to help you get that therapist, okay? Because finding a therapist is hard enough, but finding one that actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying a full cost out of pocket or paying for an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? Rula partners with a network of over 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists nationwide, enabling you to find your personalized solution and the right therapist for you based on your needs, preferences, and state requirements. Rula is committed to supporting you and staying with you every step of the way on your mental health journey, from finding the right therapist to helping you schedule appointments and monitoring your progress. Rula is there to help. Thousands of people already using Rula to get affordable, high quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/SK to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's Rula. That's RULA.com/SK. You deserve mental health care that works for you, not against your budget.
Right? Oh, I meant to say this during that Timothy Chalamet segment. We is the opera and the ballet. We is begging for donations.
I know.
We want to pay the people. Yeah. I get it.
Arts are down.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, I do this for the love. Obviously, it's my income as well. Yeah. But when listen, me and you both, you was in that YouTube streets early too.
Yeah.
We did this for many a year before there was a dime. Just love.
I am an entertainer. Watch me on YouTube. That's
what make people laugh. Yeah. Did stand-up comedy for years.
Oh my God.
For free. Y'all know you done acted for a year. You paid that school so you could act. I was going the other way.
I did.
You said, I'm gonna give y'all money.
I'm gonna go into debt. So I can make believe.
I wanted to do this so bad. I'm gonna take out a loan.
Several.
So I could get paid for it. Cause then when you're in school, you don't get paid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
Yeah,
we are the arts. We are the ballet.
And y'all are the endowment. Y'all who pay y'all funky little five.
Y'all are the patron of the arts. Thank you.
Speaking of
Patreon of the arts.
Jess Hilarious said that their engagement at the Breakfast Club is down ever since they moved to Netflix. So every since they can still put the clips on Instagram, but the live
free to a paywall though.
Yeah, and the live full length is on Netflix. And she was like, yo, our engagement's been down ever since Netflix. When this happened, I thought surely the bag was worth it. But there's two separate things. There's the money aspect, where obviously you want to do it. But also YouTube being free and The Breakfast Club putting the full show and full interviews. Like, I never consumed the full show, but I always consumed. There's full interviews that I watch, you know, on YouTube all the time. The cultural relevance, and I have Netflix.
I'm not going to Netflix to watch podcasts.
I don't know what is it about it on Netflix that makes you.
I don't think I've seen any of them on Netflix.
Because YouTube would tell me, hey, this person, like, it would suggest. If Angel was on Breakfast Club, it'd be like, yo, Angel's full interview. And I'd be like, oh, snap.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, the algorithm, but Netflix don't suggest it to me when I'm on there.
This is what I was, when we had the conversation and the possibility before, I was worried about that.
Even though the monetary would have made you feel safe.
I don't know if it would have made me feel safe because...
No, I would have made you.
Okay, well.
The Netflix, that part is...
You said, I'm certain.
Let me tell you what.
You said it would have
been... That part, okay. I wouldn't have to say the word Patreon ever again. Whoever is on for the bonus, I wouldn't have had it. Like, if we got the... Here's the thing on the deal that gets it on Netflix and they took it off of YouTube... I wouldn't even sign a deal that, because I know the cultural relevance is going to be gone.
Right.
But that's a decision you got to make because the money ain't the same.
I know that is going there to die.
Mm.
That is what I know. When I saw
that. You don't believe that it's growing. You don't believe that
the
medium's changing.
You can't.
No, there's no way. Listen, even though Netflix is a good place, I don't think that's the place for a podcast. It's like, I think, let's say, name a restaurant you like.
Red Robin.
Red Robin is a good place, but I'm not going there to get a pap smear. That's the wrong place to do that. So Netflix is a good place, but I'm not going there for a podcast.
That's what you chose a pap smear.
Yeah, of because it's not supposed to be there. It's
what
not.
What do you think it is about your mind? Because I totally agree. I think when you getting ready to eat something at home. I don't know if you do this, but I do this all the time. Mm-hmm. When my food in the microwave, my Postmates pull up, as I'm setting up, let me cue up a good little YouTube video to watch. You know, yesterday I watched how John D. I be nerding out. I watched a 20-minute YouTube video on how John D. Rockefeller systematically destroyed the oil competition.
Mm-hmm.
Masterful job in capitalism, which pretty much every company has done since then.
Wow.
But after that, then YouTube will be like, oh, Kev, Jill Scott is on The Breakfast Club, right? Uh-huh. For example.
Yeah.
When I watched Netflix, yesterday, me and Melissa, over the weekend, I was watching The Dinosaurs on Netflix. It did not say, okay, now watch Jill Scott's episode on Breakfast Club. Like, oh, watch his. This is the problem with Netflix. It's why people always ask, when you go, why don't you get no comedy special on Netflix? If you ain't the nigga at the top, when I turn it on, you know, they got like His and Hers, Tyra Banks, whatever. Or when you finish your show, it's like, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch that. It's like you don't exist. You in the middle of the ocean now.
Yeah, yeah.
The algorithm got to, and it's always going to reward the things that are new, trending, or expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Netflix is betting on The Breakfast Club's core audience going over. But the thing is, free, paywall, always a difference. Yeah. And how what you're saying is, even though you have Netflix and you have Netflix and I have Netflix, we're still not watching.
Hell no.
And that's the weird problem. It's one thing if you're not going to pay. If you're not going to pay, you was never going to pay. But if you already got the service and you're like, nah, that's a bigger problem.
I'm not going over it. When I click on that app, mm-hmm. right? I want a movie that just was released, maybe a comedy special.
Yep.
And only other thing is some sort of serialized show.
Mm, His and Hers. I almost watched that.
Or the Bridgerton. I'm there to watch that.
Are you on that? Up on that show?
Yeah.
Is it an anthology show? Because they show me, okay, so it's Asian ladies now.
Yeah, it's kind of showed up anthology. There are, like, the queen is always there.
Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, she's always
there. That's the black lady.
Yeah, okay. The Bridgerton family, they're always there. It just focuses on a different child every time. So
non-Bridgerton child.
No, it focuses on a Bridgerton child.
So who the Asian girl?
The love match for the middle Bridgerton son.
Got you. Because the Bridgerton thing came on and it was all the Asian girl and the white man. And I've been seeing the Asian girls on TikToks from Bridgerton. Uh-huh. They are very funny. And I'm like, I don't understand. That's Shonda Rhimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I don't understand this show. Because that one guy, the light-skinned man, I think it's Reggie Jean.
He was in the first season.
So he never came back?
No, we haven't seen him again. I don't think he came because he married the oldest daughter.
Black girl.
White girl.
Queen Charlotte got white kids?
It's not Queen Charlotte's family.
Queen Charlotte's just over there with them.
She's the queen. The Bridgertons are a high-class society family. Their oldest daughter married the light-skinned black dude. They moved on.
They gone.
Yeah. Then another child had to be entered into society.
Gotcha.
They married somebody.
How many kids did Bridgerton them got?
They got 8 children.
So they at least going to have 8 seasons.
They could if they wanted to, but I don't think so. But
they could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch Bridgerton. It's too much stuff.
Oh, I love it. It's a good time.
It's so interesting what you watch and what you never even heard of. You've been on Bridgerton, but you thought Max Crosby was dead. Dead?
Sleeping traded. In his grave. Oh, he's traded. Dead to the other team is what you're saying.
Yes, see,
same. But yeah, I think that Netflix is got into a world that they felt like was lucrative because podcasting at one point in time, and for some podcasts still is extremely lucrative.
Podcast them white men? Mm-hmm. Jason
Statham?
Nope. Other Jason from Ozark.
Bateman.
Him, Will Arnett, and that third man.
Yes. Yes.
Joshy, they got 100 million.
It's called White Men Talk About Anything. It's called Mindless Behavior.
Smartless. They got $100 million. I don't even know who the third white man is.
Who gave them $100 million?
It's Will Arnett, Kevin Bateman.
Mel Brooks.
Jason Bateman and the gay dude from Will and Grace.
Sean Stock.
Come on, boy.
Sean
man.
Something.
No, Sean.
Sean Astin. No, that's Rudy.
Sean Connery.
Sean Hayes.
Hayes.
They got over $100 million years ago. I think it was Wondery.
Other white people.
Amy.
Gave him $100 million?
I think it was Wondery.
Why can't they give us that?
I know. So let me ask you this.
Even just one of the hundreds.
Brother, give me 700,000. I'd be like, to worship you, I live. Angel, if they said it's lucrative and you didn't have to work for 5 years, but here's the thing, wouldn't be relevant, but you would be compensated.
Only 5 years? I don't have to work?
Because I don't know how.
Five was quick, man.
But it's a good five. Like, it's a good five like TV. Like, it's similar to what you would get paid if you was on Abbott, which only guaranteed 5.
Oh, I'm guaranteed 5 years.
Guaranteed 5. Okay, but you get paid, but you lose the relevancy. You just said you wouldn't want
to
go
to the bank.
I don't know, but what type of money? Say the money. I don't care about the years. What's the money?
100 mil?
Will Arnett and them got 100 million.
You tell me how much I'm getting. I don't care about the whole.
Let's say you got $5 million.
That's it.
$1 million a year to podcast.
I mean, I'm going to take it, but I'm just like.
You would not turn it down.
No, because I could pay off my house. I could pay out all my debt. And so I don't have to work as hard, even if.
Yeah. And only one episode a week. You didn't have to do bonus no more.
Yeah, I would, because it would still, even though $5 million is not enough for me to live life forever.
No, I didn't say that.
It would greatly change.
That's not even $5 million after taxes.
Nope. You still live in Los Angeles.
You taking home 3-5.
You taking home 2-5.
Well.
And we ain't even talking about your agents and managers and legal fees.
Oh, they don't get none of that. My agent nor my manager would get anything.
Tell them no.
Huh?
You telling them no?
For podcasting?
Yeah.
But they ain't over here.
What if they negotiate it?
They wouldn't. I would get an attorney.
You shut the hell up, agent. You focus on Paradise Season 3.
Yeah, they would get
And that's the crazy thing about Paradise. Niggas die and be on the show forever. The president died the first day. This nigga in there every week.
The Secret Service
dude.
Melissa.
He was in the new season. I was like, you're definitely getting a bigger check now.
I told Melissa, I said, Billy back? She said, that ain't him. I said, girl, that's him. She
said it. He deepened his voice up. Yes, I said, what are you doing?
Dan Fogelman going to throw a long wig on you, and that nigga said it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He had Billy put that long wig.
He throws that different color grade and be like, back in
1802,
when the inception of...
What's crazy is he was on a show called The Fresh Beat Band that was a kid's show. Billy!
Really? Oh, okay.
He was the MC. He had to rap.
What?
It was a kid show. Pick up the beat. Pick up the beat. The Fresh Beat Band. Yeah, he had to dance. He'd be like, figure. Fresh beat.
One thing I like about that show.
Crazy.
One thing I like about Paradise is all the flashbacks, man.
I never know where we are.
It's like you don't have to make perfect sense of why they're in that current situation now.
Yeah.
You can give us a little bit of that, but that doesn't have to be alongside the whole episode going back and forth.
Yeah, Sterling was acting good in that when he was meeting the black girl, his wife, in the flashback.
Oh, yeah. That was
and then you flash, well, I guess it's the next episode. You flash forward and the white girl dying, and the lady was having the baby in the bunker, and then he had the white baby. Mm-hmm. When that Native American or Hispanic lady was like, we could take the baby, he said, I made a promise. I'd have been like...
Yeah,
you know that meme of Issa Rae? You got a baby on horseback?
You
just holding a baby. A baby can't do shit for you.
Leave it to the village, man.
Babies are resilient.
God.
I don't want a baby.
Anyway. All right. We got to go. Marcus and Angel finna do their podcast. Melissa and Mel will be at 11. Sounds like a network. Coming up next, we have Is This Gonna Cause an Argument over on Angel's Patreon.
Yeah.
And followed by at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Gin and Juice. We over here support the arts. No Timothy Chalamet here. Please.
Yes.
We don't want to become the operator of the ballet either. So support us early now because we will be begging.
DBTV is right after that.
Yes.
No. God bless you. Patreon Thursday morning. We'll let you know what time later on in the week. Make sure to add topics to the thing for Monday. There's some stuff we didn't get to that we'll pick up there. Anything else happens after that. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.